Mexico will provide escorted bus transportation from southern Mexico to the U.S. border for non-Mexican migrants who have secured a U.S. asylum appointment, the government announced.
The National Immigration Institute stated that the buses will depart from the southern cities of Villahermosa and Tapachula. This move appears to be aimed at encouraging migrants to apply for asylum from southern Mexico, rather than pushing north to Mexico City or directly to the border. Paul Gomez reporting.
Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson stated she has no problem with the idea of an enforceable ethics code for the Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court continues to face scrutiny regarding its ethics practices, with increasing calls from Democrats for tighter regulations. I am considering supporting it as a general matter, she told CBS's Nora O'Donnell regarding the enforcement mechanism. I'm not going to comment on specific policy proposals, but from my perspective, I don't have any problem with an enforceable code, Jessica Oakley reporting.
Russian air defenses intercepted and destroyed 158 Ukrainian drones overnight, including two over Moscow and nine over the surrounding region, according to the Defense Ministry.
46 of the drones were intercepted over the Kursk region, where Ukrainian forces have recently made the largest incursion into Russian territory since World War II. Additionally, 34 drones were shot down over the Bryansk region, 28 over the Voronezh region, and 14 over the Belgorod region, all of which share borders with Ukraine. Benjamin Wright reporting.
United States and Iraqi military forces carried out a raid in western Iraq targeting ISIS leaders, resulting in the deaths of 15 ISIS militants, U.S. Central Command announced in a statement.
Seven U.S. service members involved in the early morning raid last Thursday sustained injuries, according to a defense official who confirmed that all the injured were in stable condition. U.S. Central Command forces and Iraqi security forces conducted a partnered raid in western Iraq in the early hours. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
One person was killed and another hospitalized following a shooting at the Michigan State Fair on Saturday, police reported.
The fair, taking place at the Suburban Collection Showplace in Novi, saw attendees fleeing after gunshots were heard, witnesses told WXYZ. We're all trying to run, duck off somewhere, one person said. A significant police presence was observed around the area after the shooting. The Novi Police Department stated that the incident is still under investigation, Lawrence Keller reporting.
A small twin-engine plane crashed into a residential area in Fairview, Oregon on Saturday, authorities reported.
At least three people are missing, according to an initial report by Gresham Fire Chief Scott Lewis. Two individuals were on board the plane, and one resident is also unaccounted for, Lewis said. At least five families have been displaced, and a sixth condo is currently being assessed, according to Lewis. Fairview is located about 20 minutes from Portland, Oregon. Liam White reporting.
San Francisco 49ers rookie wide receiver Ricky Pearsall was shot and seriously injured Saturday afternoon during an attempted robbery in downtown San Francisco.
Authorities announced that a 17-year-old male suspect has been taken into custody. At a news briefing on Saturday night, San Francisco Police Chief William Scott explained that Pearsall was walking about a block from Union Square around 3:30 p.m. local time when the armed suspect approached him, leading to a physical altercation. Kyle Norris reporting.
Pope Francis will commence an 11-day journey on Tuesday, visiting Indonesia, Papua New Guinea, East Timor, and Singapore.
The 87-year-old Pope's longest trip of his pontificate will cover 20,000 miles. It will be his 45th trip since becoming the Pope in 2013, including a visit to Canada in 2022. The trip, originally scheduled for September 2020, was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. His most recent trip outside Italy was to Luxembourg and Belgium from September 26th to the 29th. Kevin Sanders reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.